A crow fashions a hook from a twig to fish out grubs. A dolphin wears a sponge on its beak like a protective glove. An elephant stands vigil over its dead companion for days. Meanwhile, somewhere across the planet, a human scrolls through social media while microwaving leftovers and humming a half-remembered tune. What separates these scenes? Less than you'd imagine, and far more than meets the eye. We've long assumed humanity occupies some elevated perch in nature's hierarchy, but the truth is simultaneously humbling and exhilarating. We're paradoxically ordinary animals with extraordinary capabilities. This isn't about finding the single gene or moment that made us human. Evolution doesn't work through dramatic flips. Instead, it's about understanding how countless small changes wove together to create beings who can ponder their own existence while sharing 98% of their DNA with chimpanzees. We think of ourselves as ultimate toolmakers, but the story runs deeper. Our hands possess remarkable dexterity with 20, 30 degrees of freedom, enabling violin concertos and cricket ball spinning. Yet sperm whales have heavier brains, and pilot whales have more cortical cells than we do. New Caledonian crows craft hooked tools despite walnut-sized brains. Bottlenose dolphins in Shark Bay play sea sponges on their beaks while foraging a behavior passed culturally from mothers to daughters. Ants have farmed fungi for 20 million years. What distinguishes humans isn't sole tool use, but sophistication and diversity. Toolmaking demands foresight, imagination, and fine motor control. More crucially, it requires teaching and cultural transmission. While chimpanzees crack nuts through trial and error, humans systematically teach skills, refine them across generations, and build upon previous innovations. This cumulative culture, where each generation stands on the last shoulders, transforms simple tool use into civilization-building technology. Darwin called firemaking probably the greatest discovery, excepting language. Homo erectus likely used fire 1.5, 1.7 million years ago, with secure proof from South Africa's Wonderwork Cave dating to 1 million years ago. Cooking fundamentally rewired human evolution by outsourcing digestion, breaking down complex molecules, making nutrients more accessible, and reducing digestive energy needs by up to 30%. Chewing time dropped from 5.2 to 1.2 hours daily, leading to smaller jaws and teeth while potentially enabling increased brain size. Cooking also neutralized bacteria and expanded edible food options. Australian firehawks, black kites, whistling kites, and brown falcons deliberately spread wildfires by carrying burning sticks to flush out prey, a behavior Aboriginal knowledge documented centuries before scientific confirmation. Yet human fire mastery remains unmatched. Fire transformed what we ate, where we lived, and how we socialized. Gathering around fires fostered communication and storytelling, ultimately enabling us to reshape the planet itself. When a magpie spots a yellow sticker on its chest in a mirror, it tries removing it from its own body, not the reflection. This places the bird in an exclusive club with bottlenose dolphins, killer whales, and Asian elephant happy. Human children typically pass this mirror test around age 2. Yet the test reveals more about our assumptions than animal consciousness. It favors visual processing when many species navigate through smell, sound, or touch. Wolves recognize themselves through scent. Gorillas consistently fail, likely because avoiding eye contact is cultural, not evidence of absent self-awareness. Self-awareness extends beyond visual recognition. Proprioception lets cats leap precisely between furniture. Interoception guides behaviors through internal states like hunger or fatigue. These systems form basic consciousness, recognizing oneself as distinct from the environment. Most intriguing is recent research on regret requiring mental time travel and self-evaluation. In the Restaurant Row experiment, rats chose between food flavors with varying wait times. When they abandoned preferred options only to receive less desirable rewards after longer waits, they showed classic regret signs, pausing to look back, displaying brain activity matching human regret, and adjusting future decisions. The emotional landscape we thought uniquely human may span wider across the animal kingdom. When you read nose, you comprehend it symbolically. You can even imagine a humongous red nose that doesn't exist. This symbolic thinking underlies all human culture, from cave paintings to quantum physics. The 40,000-year-old Lion Man of Hohenstein-Stadel, a human figure with a lion's head, demonstrates profound imagination. Ancient Venus figurines and cave paintings in Indonesia, 39,000, 52,000 years old, and Europe's Chauvet Cave, 37,000 years old, indicate language and behavioral modernity emerged by 70,000 years ago. Language likely evolved gradually, from naming objects, cave lion, to adding actions, approaching cave lion, then attributes, two large cave lions approaching, finally achieving awareness of others' consciousness. Are you aware of the two large cave lions approaching? Each stage improved survival through better information sharing. Other animals use symbolic communication. Prairie dogs have predator-specific alarm calls. Bees perform directional dances. Great apes learn hundreds of symbols. Yet they lack grammar, the scaffolding enabling humans to nest ideas recursively, creating infinitely complex meanings from finite elements. This grammatical capacity enabled everything from epic poetry to scientific theories. Our genetic blueprint reveals what makes us human, though no single gene creates this transformation. We share 23 chromosome pairs with great apes ours formed when two ancestral chromosomes fused 607 million years ago. About 5% of our genome comes from duplications, with a third unique to humans. Like photocopying a musical score, duplication preserves the original while allowing the copy to experiment. NOTCH2NL boosts brain cell growth, while SRGAP2C increases neuron dendrite density. Most surprising, 8% of our genome is viral forcibly implanted rather than inherited. Viral genes drive crucial placental cell formation, exchanging nutrients between mother and embryo while suppressing maternal immune rejection. We are literally part virus, carrying genetic legacies of ancient infections essential to reproduction. Agriculture emerged 10,000 years ago independently worldwide: rye in Mesopotamia, rice in Asia, corn in Mesoamerica, potatoes in the Andes. This wasn't one invention spreading, but a cultural innovation arising naturally once conditions allowed. It enabled permanent settlements, food storage, and technologies like pottery and irrigation. It also changed our biology. Europeans developed lactase persistence. Populations adapted to process starches and resist diseases. We co-evolved with what we domesticated. What truly distinguishes humanity is cumulative culture building upon previous generations' knowledge. A smartphone represents countless stacked innovations no single person could create. Fashion exemplifies this fluidity, changing constantly to signal status far too rapidly for genetic evolution to track. This cultural transmission through language, records, art, technology, institutions, took us from controlling fire to splitting atoms. We're the only species that systematically teaches and accumulates knowledge across civilizations. This is our superpower. Not brains, hands, or language alone, but their synergistic combination enabling us to stand on ancient giants' shoulders. We're simultaneously ordinary animals and extraordinary beings. Sharing instincts with all life, yet pondering the universe's origins. We carry viral DNA, share emotions with rats, use tools like crows, yet we've painted the Sistine Chapel and sent robots to Mars. This paradox defines us, bound by animal nature, yet transcending it through collective knowledge.